Welcome into halftime here from the Webster City Lynx in Humboldt Wildcats football game. Quinn Douglas with you here, bringing you a look back at the Lynx, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet of Webster City. On the line with us is the head coach, the former head coach of the Webster City Lynx, the all-time wins leader in the history of Iowa high school football, Coach Dick Tye. And Coach, with Webster City playing Humboldt here this week and on this Friday night, you played Humboldt a lot in your time at Webster City back when you guys were still doing conference play, which is what you guys did throughout most of your career at Webster City. What are some of the more memorable matchups you had with Humboldt during your career at Webster City?
Well, I can I'll go through and just kind of give you a summary of the years. Looking it up, it looks like we played them about 31 times, and I considered Humboldt the toughest team traditionally in the conference, although Iowa Falls, Clear Lake, Algona, they had their years when they had good material. They were tough to beat. Overall, though, after we had the 1970s, where Humboldt really had some horses, and we didn't have too much luck against them, but we ended up, I count, 23-8 over Humboldt, but starting off, they were pretty tough. I came in 1967, and the year before, Humboldt had beaten the Lynx 7-6, I believe, for their only loss, and they I think they missed the conference title on that. So the players were really seeking revenge, and Coach Rollinger had really getting them prepped up for that. So anyway, we had some really good horses that year. We handled Humboldt pretty handily, and we went through the conference undefeated. The only thing, the ninth game we always played, a non-conference game. Only trouble was they had scheduled Dowling, and they beat us like 23-7. We scored first, but they kind of wore us down. And then in 68 and 69, we were rebuilding. We actually were playing like three or four sophomores, and Humboldt beat us those years. Now, 1970 was one of our great teams, and they're going to be honored at homecoming, I believe, this year. We went 9-0. We beat Humboldt, and in the ninth game, we beat Ames pretty handily. Okay, then we started about a five-game winning streak against Humboldt in 71, 72, and 73, we really had a good team. We'd beaten Humboldt, but unfortunately, we scheduled North Des Moines, and at that time, they were a powerhouse next to Dowling, and we played them 4 years. We finally beat them 1 year, but we lost to them 14-12 that year. But we had beat Humboldt. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 years in a row, and then in 74 they beat us, and 75. This was a big victory as homecoming, and we went 6-3 that year, but we did beat Humboldt 34-27. So that was a big victory, and that was year two. We beat North 15-13. Otherwise, we never beat them. Then Humboldt really had some horses that we lost in 76, 77, 78 and 79. I think we were 6-3 all those years. And well, in 77 we were 7-2. We lost to Humboldt in the homecoming game 7-6, I believe, according to the yearbooks. Okay, 1980. This is a big victory over Humboldt. the game was played up at the old field up in Humboldt, down by the river. And at the end of the third quarter, we were down 13-0, and we opened up our passing game. Evan Wasson was the quarterback, and he hit Tony Seabach twice for touchdowns, and we got the game tied. Into overtime, we scored and kicked the extra point. They scored, and they went for two. And Evan Mossman came up and tackled the quarterback on a bootleg play, preserved the game. So that was a big victory for us. Then we had a whole streak of, in the 80s, of beating Humboldt, 81-7-6, 82-9-1, and then 83-10-1, and then 84. We went 8-2, 85. We were 10-1 and beat Humboldt again. In 86, we beat Humboldt 14-0. We were 10-1. It's 87. We beat Humboldt, lost to Algona 6-0 in the playoffs. 88, we were 7-2. Beat Humboldt. Now in 89, Humboldt beat us. I can't remember the score, but anyway, we were 6-3. Okay, and then 1990, we went 8-2. We lost to Iowa Falls during the season. And 1991, this was a big game. I think we played him in homecoming again. Beat Humboldt 20-14. 92, we were 4-5, but we did beat Humboldt. 93, we were 5-4. We also beat Humboldt. Same thing in 94. 95, 6-3, we beat Humboldt, and same thing in 96. We were 8-3, and in 97, we were 3-6. We weren't very good, but I think we did beat Humboldt that year. So, according to my tabulation, we were 23-8, but seemed like, boy, I remember this. Well, that does cover briefly, anyway, our series with Humboldt. Always a tough game.
Yep, always a tough game against Humboldt. And we'll bring you the second half action here after a little bit. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, talk about Humboldt, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
We'll get you back to the action between Webster City and Humboldt. This has been a look back at the Lynx. This is Quinn Douglas, and you are listening to 95.7 KQWC.